or where he's going, I just know that I want to go. So just relax and bear with me for a second. I don't want to be in the way. I don't know. Fear not. No matter how much money you have in the bank, if you forget that it's in there, you can't access it. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, 7, he said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Paul didn't write that to Timothy because Timothy didn't have the Spirit of God. He wrote that to Timothy to remind him. Doesn't matter what's in you. If you forget that it's in there, you will slip back into some things. You will end up in a place where you don't belong.
Amen.
You will think some things that you shouldn't be thinking. Your perspective will be off. And so that's what I had today, is just remembering what's in here. Paul said, not that the gift isn't there. He said, you stir up the gift. You can, if it's not there, you can't stir it up. And I know we have it. I know everybody in here has God's Spirit. But again, we have to be reminded. The reminders come from reading, the quiet time, meditating day and night, like you said. And the one more important thing is, Paul said, Timothy, stir up the gift of God. He said, grace, mercy, peace from our God. You know, God only gives good gifts.
Yes.
But he made a distinction. He said, God has not given us the spirit of fear. We got a lot of things out there, but we got to understand what God did not give us, because we don't have to accept it. The title was Return to Sender.
Amen.
We get bills in the mail, and what's the first thing you do before you even open it? What is this? Open it up, you see a dollar figure, we scrutinize it, we go, am I responsible for these charges? I'm making sure. Who did this come from? And that's what we have to ask ourselves when we feel a certain way or we get stuck in a certain mindset. The important thing is not necessarily the fear or the issue, but where did it come from? Like you said, whose report are you going to believe? It's a choice. And I thank God for the gentle chastisement. That's another thing he said, that something that you said. He said that, Eric, you're going to do it, but what will you lose on your way to doing it? There's not an option. You're gonna do it, but how much do I have to take from you to get you to where you need to be? Because you will do it. You will do it. We will do it. But I do not want to see myself or anyone in here suffer loss. I don't want God to have to do you like Paul and take your sight. I don't want him to have to take your money. I don't want him to have to relieve that relationship that you're putting before him. I want to get it right before that has to happen, because he will do it. He will take it. If it means that it's separating you from what you're supposed to do and what he's called you to do, he could really care less about your job.
Hey.
He really could. When it comes, God is reckless when it comes to your soul and when it comes to what he said about you. He's reckless when it comes to what he is asking us to do. It said nothing can separate us from. That's reckless. I don't care if it's money. I don't care if you're a relation. He is going to take it and burn it. You will do it. You will do it. I'm going to do it. Everybody in here is going to do it. But when? Not now, when? How many more days do we have? I don't know. Do you know? The Bible says we don't know. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate you for doing things that I did not expect. I am glad that you do what I don't expect, because that the things that I expect are not nearly on the level of the things that you have planned. My expectations, as amazing as you are, I apologize to you, God, because my expectations are dangerously low. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are far from your ways. So I just thank you for doing what you want to do and not what we might be expecting.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
At this time, if there is anybody, you know, standing in need of prayer, I know there's been a lot of praying, and you probably should have got what you were looking for.